This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you.
And I am joined by Stephanie Thomas. She is the executive director of Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation. And she is here to talk about the third annual Wyoming Snow and Avalanche Workshop. That's going to be taking place this Saturday, October 28th, from 8:30 to 5 here at the Center for the Arts. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about the organizations that are hosting this event. There's yours, Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation, Backcountry Zero, and Central Wyoming College. What is the involvement of each of those?
So the Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation actually runs the Backcountry Zero project. So it's kind of a partnership in terms of the fact that we're hosting this education through the Backcountry Zero project for Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation. And Central Wyoming College has always been a great partner when it comes to education in the Valley. So we're just one of the lucky recipients who gets to work with them on kind of spreading the love educationally throughout Teton County.
So this workshop is coming up this weekend, a little before ski season's coming in. I know people have been starting to ski already, but why would you say it's important to get a refresher before the upcoming season, even if you've already had your Avvy 1 and even your Avvy 2?
This is just a great opportunity to come together with people who are kind of thinking about the same thing, whether it's skiing on the pass or in the park or bigger adventures up in Canada, you know, whatever your kind of checklist is for this winter. This is a great first place to come and sit down and really kind of get your head around what's going on above and beyond just skiing. So it's our theme has always been on risk management and looking at kind of risk and what's happening out there, not only with your ski partners and your fitness level and the snowpack, but what's happening, you know, within ourselves when we're making decisions on where to ski and who to ski with. And all these speakers that are coming in are nationally known for the conversations that they're having within their own communities. And we're just really fortunate to have them here. And anyone who's interested in backcountry skiing or who's been skiing for 30 years should make an appearance at some point on Saturday to listen to one or two talks or to come for the whole day. It's just a really important way to kind of get yourself back into it and listen to what's relevant and what's happening right now and not what happened last year or the year before that, because the thing about skiing is it changes all the time. So you got to really keep up on it.
Yeah, and the event is going to have an array of speakers. The keynote is by Knox Williams. Can we talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, Knox was the co-founder of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, and he has just published another volume of The Snowy Torrents. And so he's really just going to have such incredible depth of knowledge for all of us in the community. I've heard he's a wonderful speaker. The committee that chooses these speakers is a wide range of people that all have incredible background in this. It's, you know, the executive director of the American Avalanche Association. It's the editor for the Avalanche Review. It's forecasters. It's ski patrollers. It's search and rescue members. So they come together and pick someone like Knox Williams. It's a pretty big deal for our community to be able to see him and to listen to him for a full hour.
So other speakers that are going to be speaking are Lisa Von Shiver, Simon Troutman, Liam Bailey, and then we have one local, one of our county commissioners, Mark Newcomb. What is he going to be speaking about?
Mark is really going to be talking about kind of the personal side of skiing in the Tetons and the decision-making and how that changes over time, like what that decision-making looks like when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, when you have kids, when you have a spouse, when you don't. So I think it's going to be a really great conversation with him. I'm excited to hear him speak. I value his opinion a lot on what he's done and the stuff that he's been able to accomplish in the Tetons. So I think that's going to be a great time for everybody, especially people that know Mark and are able to see him speak.
You're just joining us. I am here with Stephanie Thomas, Executive Director of Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation, here to talk about the third annual Wyoming Snow and Avalanche Workshop that's happening this Saturday, October 28th, from 8:30 to 5 at the Center for the Arts. And as well as the many speakers that are going to be at the event, there's also going to be a couple of panels. What are those two panels?
Yeah, the first panel is led by Drew Hardesty. He's a forecaster down in Utah, but he's a Jenny Lake Ranger in the summer, so he's really familiar with the Tetons and skiing up here. And so he's really going to be talking to all of the speakers who have spoke throughout the day as kind of a big group to talk about kind of key issues in the mountains, kind of touch points that we should all be really wary of, as well as kind of Drew's one to kind of push the buttons a little bit of people to get them talking about things that are maybe not that out in the open or talked about. So he's great at kind of digging deep with some speakers. So that'll be the first panel. And then the second panel is focused on youth in the backcountry. We've seen quite an increase of younger people getting out into the backcountry, whether that's just going up to the pass to build jumps or to really start adventuring out. And so we've made a pretty conscious effort to include them in Wausau. And we'll have Matt Hansen from Powder Magazine. He'll be leading a discussion with youth themselves, so people in high school and early college age kids, and kind of their instructors or their coaches, and talking about how media is affected with students and kind of the images they see and decision making and all that. So,
and it is a ticketed event, but for kids under 18, it is free for them.
Yeah, we were able to pull together some funding from the Teton County School District to offer free tickets for anyone under the age of 18. They just need to use the code YOUTH when they register.
And I know you mentioned this before, but it's an all-day event and there's going to be a schedule online, so you can kind of pick and choose when you want to drop in.
Yeah, it's we don't close the doors behind you. So if you know you can't get there right at 8:30, it's definitely okay. You can look at the schedule online. If there's if you're really just interested in the youth section, you can come for that. If you want to see the keynote and a couple of the out-of-town speakers, you should show up in the morning. But there's also quite the range. You know, YDOT will be doing kind of an update from last year, as well as the Bridger-Teton Forecast Center, kind of an update from last year as well. So it's our first chance in this valley to really hear what happened last year, what they expect for this year, review of accidents, all the stuff that's kind of interesting for people who are really starting to think about the winter.
There's also going to be a few outfitters there and some snacks along the way.
Yeah, we have quite a few booths, you know, Beacons, ski people, nonprofits. It's kind of a huge range of people. There's actually Air Idaho is coming with some information about helicopters and when they're used for rescue. So we'll be able to answer a lot of questions about that. We have lunch with Frumpikas. We have coffee and snacks from Picnic and Snake River Roasting. So you're well fed. There's lots to do in the breaks. And it's really just a great day to kind of get back into the winter season.
And then there'll be an after party at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, Snake River Brewery hosts us for an after party. We head over there right after they're here. Participants do get a free beverage, and then we'll have plenty of appetizers, and there's a really nice raffle. And then if you're not attending the Wyoming Snow and Avalanche Workshop, there's also just an opportunity to go over and support search and rescue at the Snake River Brewery from 6 to 10 p.m. They donate every beverage purchased, they'll donate a dollar to the organization.
Well, Stephanie, thanks for taking some time out of your busy day leading up to the the workshop to come talk on KHOL.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Once again, the third annual Wyoming Snow and Avalanche Workshop is going to be held this Saturday from 8:30 to 5 at the Center for the Arts. You are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.